Women love chocolate. A lot of you white girls out there, there's just something about them that you just love. Just black men.
You can't get enough of them.
Not at all. If you go to the store and you're like, what kind of ice cream do I want to get?
Chocolate, vanilla,
what? Caramel. We want chocolate. Mm. All women, we love our chocolate.
We're now learning more about the tragic death of an 18-year-old woman who was found beaten in a parking lot in Fort Collins and the suspect who police believe killed her. They attended the same high school.
Denver 7's Lance Hernandez is learning the homicide is being linked to domestic violence.
Police found the badly injured victim in a parking lot on the 500 block of East Drake Road last Thursday. She was taken to a nearby hospital but died from her injuries. Police arrested 20-year-old Stephen Darwin McNeil for investigation of first-degree murder, domestic violence, violation of a protection order, and violation of bond. He was arrested in December for second-degree assault, strangulation. The judge issued two mandatory restraining orders.
Devastated by the news, and we're so sorry for Danielle's family and her friends.
Pam Jones is executive director at Crossroads Safe House. She says they're seeing far more cases of domestic violence where lives are being threatened.
Typically here we see six a year. In the pandemic, we've seen 3 to 4 a week because of the intensity created by this, the circumstances presented by COVID-19.
The victim? 18-year-old Danielle Hopton graduated last year from Fossil Ridge High School. The suspect attended the same school. A close friend set up a GoFundMe account initially to help Hopton and her family, stating Danielle was a gorgeous, loving, kind, and caring young woman. She was always smiling and laughing. Danielle volunteered at the Larimer County Humane Society from 2013 to 2014. The society extended its condolences on Facebook. Funds from the GoFundMe account will be split equally between Guide Dogs for the Blind, Larimer Humane Society, and Crossroads Safe House. Lance Hernandez, Denver 7.
Things are way different now. Oh. Back, please stop taking it.
You thought that was okay, and they're gonna ruin relationships and talking about I'm destructive?
Listen.
You bitch.
Is this the man who be beating me?
No. The nigga who loves her.
No.
She spits on my face.
This is the most toxic shit y'all ever seen.
She spits in my face and punches me.
The most toxic shit y'all ever seen.
I love her.
No.
What it looks like, everybody. Where his marks? Let me know. He don't have none, exactly.
I was restraining her, and that's what happened.
I literally need help.
These are literally scratch marks, not even punch marks. I didn't even hit her. I was just like.
I'll fucking kill you, bitch.
Her fucking pussy life. You want to do shit?
He completely get beat by a man. Eyelashes completely ripped out. Face scratched. Face scarred. And y'all want to say he didn't do shit because you're a fan? Amount of backlash I'm getting saying he didn't beat me. This has been going on for months and months and months, and I finally speak up about it, and you're going to tell me I'm lying? You guys are 100% delusional. I'm not at fault for everyone in my DM saying it was me, not him. Why is he going away in a police car? And why am I walking away? Let me know. I don't really have much else to say. Y'all can believe me, my two eyelashes, or y'all cannot. Your favorite rapper beats women. There's really nothing else to say. Like, and I'm not going to say I never provoked it or I never added fuel to the fire. You know, I take responsibility when it's due, but this time I didn't. This time I laid no hands on him. This time I didn't even defend him myself. Like, didn't do anything to deserve this, so y'all can suck my dick. So it's very hard to reply to everyone because I'm a little traumatized. But to everyone that is giving me love and support, I really appreciate it, and I really need it right now. So, yeah, thank you. And to the video of me laughing about it, it was because I was so, like, traumatized. he would beat the fuck out of me, and I would think this is so normal. Like, we're going to kiss and make up. Like that was my normal. So it was like, haha, again? Oh, so what? Like, because I was so used to it, not because it was okay or because I didn't care or because anything like that.
Welcome back. A former Bakersfield High School star football player was sentenced today to 15 years to life in prison for the murder of his wife.
Anthony McClanahan learned his fate in a Utah courtroom, as Marcus Ortiz reports from our Next Star sister station in Salt Lake City.
It's just so unfortunate that people like this prey on people like her. It's been horrific.
It was 2017 at this Park City hotel that Carrie Casey McClanahan's life came to an end. Anthony McClanahan told police several men attacked his wife and he found her dead. It was a lie. McClanahan spent most of his pro football career with the Calgary Stampeders after being cut by the Dallas Cowboys. Today, he's a repentant murderer after pleading guilty to killing Casey.
I'm writing you to let you know that I'm very sorry for my actions at hand.
McClanahan was facing a mandatory 15 years to life in prison for his crime. Casey, as she was known to her friends, had been stabbed repeatedly.
Hopefully Casey's family can forgive me for overtime. I'm sorry. To let everyone know, I love my wife, Casey, very much. She was my soulmate. She was my rock.
Afterwards, Casey's sister was critical of the apology that she had heard in court.
Pathetic. I think it was, even the judge said it was not sincere in any way. I think it's more of a mandatory thing.
Casey's family was hoping McClanahan would spend the rest of his life in prison, but the plea deal prevented that. In November of 2017, she came to Park City to escape McClanahan. The family says he'd become abusive towards her.
There were some signs, and we were all very afraid for her life the last little bit. We never thought that he would actually do something like this, of course.
But he did, leaving a family heartbroken and two children motherless.
She had two amazing, beautiful children that loved her very much, and she was an amazing mother, a great sister to all of us.
That is Marcos Ortiz reporting in a footnote here. Anthony McClanahan is still facing kidnapping charges for taking Carrie McClanahan's children, which could earn him even more time behind bars.
Hey, that's the last time I'm going to see y'all, bro, on Instagram.
Raymond Weber, brother of famous rapper Uzi Marcus, murdered two white women, then live streamed the murder scene onto Instagram.
Man, the cops are gonna blaze it. Man, they're setting me up. That's what she did. She tried to set me up. Last time you're gonna see me on Instagram, dude. Gotta set me up. Ozzy Marcus and Shuddy P trying to have me killed, dog. Marcus wanna have me killed, nigga. Trying to send this to me. Just don't even play with me, guys. They got this around it. Hey, Marcus and Shady P trying to set me up.
In this picture, you can see the two victims. The one at the top is 15-year-old Melody Plath. The victim at the bottom is 26-year-old Savannah Thieberg. This is what Savannah Theberg looked like before she was murdered. She was the mother of a 4-year-old son and was the fiance of Raymond Weber. Here is 15-year-old Melody Ploth. Her sister posted a memorial on Facebook. You can read that if you wish. I'll post the link in the description below. And here's what we know so far. Rapper Uzi Marcus's brother, 29, murdered his fiancée, 26, and a girl who was 15, then posted gruesome footage of their bodies on Instagram because, quote, they tried to set me up. Raymond Weber, older brother of rapper Marcus Weber, known as Uzi Marcus, has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. Raymond, known as Zeno, is accused of killing 2 women inside his Vacaville, California apartment on Saturday morning. In the video, Weber is seen brandishing a gun while crouching beside a woman's body and accusing the victims of trying to set him up. Weber says in the video, "Uzi Marcus want to have me killed." After 8-hour standoff with the police, Weber was tasered and arrested. Weber's 2 brothers are also currently behind bars. Marcus Weber is in county jail on counts of endangering the life or health of a child and possession of a firearm by a felon. His 3rd brother, Antone Weber, is serving time in state prison after pleading no contest to killing Raymond's girlfriend in 2014. What a piece of garbage family. Here's what we know about the 2014 murder of Raymond Weber's girlfriend. 16-year-old Antone Weber is suspected of killing Raymond Weber's girlfriend, 19-year-old Nicole Durante. Raymond Weber was wanted for questioning and parole violation. Antone Weber pleaded no contest to voluntary manslaughter later that year. Here's what the 19-year-old victim looked like when she was murdered. I would not be surprised if Raymond Weber also had this woman killed also.
This story is absolutely heartbreaking and trigger warning to those because it gets worse and worse as it goes. 5-year-old Kamari Holland was reported missing on December 13th, 2021 by her mother, Christy Sieples, also known as Christy Hoskins. She reported that when she woke up, Kamari was not in her bed in her Columbus, Georgia home, and that the front door was wide open. Later that day, little Miss Kamari was found deceased in an abandoned home in Phenix City, Alabama. Authorities gathered information on a potential suspect, Jeremy Williams, who was friends with the mother and used to reside in the house that Kamari was found in. Jeremy Williams has had a history of being charged with child abuse, including putting a child in boiling water, as well as being a suspect in a murder of a child in Alaska. He was acquitted of one charge and the other one was dropped. He has now been charged with capital murder of Kamari Holland. And I just can't bring myself to say the other charges, but you'll be able to hear those charges here shortly because Christy Siepel is also charged with these capital murder crimes.
Yesterday afternoon at around 1 o'clock in Columbus, we were able to arrest Christy Sipple, who is also known as Christy Hoskins. She has been charged with murder during the course of kidnapping, murder during the course of rape, murder during the course of sodomy, and human trafficking. We expect that we will also have charges coming for Mr. Williams. We expect in the next couple of days he will be charged with capital murder during the course of kidnapping, capital murder during the course of rape, capital murder during the course of sodomy, production of child pornography.
On
I will never understand how anyone could do anything to harm a child, especially as egregious as this. As her mother only had her for 24 hours, which was supposed to be supervised. Corey Holland, Kamari's father, had this to say.
Like many parents, Corey Holland says he always wanted to do what's best for his children. That's why 5 years ago, when he moved from Chicago to Phoenix City, all he had on his mind was creating a better life for his daughter, who would soon be born.
Kamari was not even born yet, but I moved down here to try to take her away from that upbringing back home. So I appreciate everything that y'all are doing. I hope it don't stop here. Like, we strong together.
I don't know where the fuck you at. Put the address in the chat.
You go, I need a car. Make up your list, though. You're white, girl. No. Hey, look, CJ know everything we have. She not said that to me.
Why do you do that? Please.
I gotta get out of here. Watch this, man. Matter of God, then I gotta go out here and be like, man, what happened? What happened is white people always, he's crazy. He sure is crazy. Crazy. Crazy to see that one of y'all pussy motherfuckers make it. Crazy to see that one of y'all pussy motherfuckers make it. Hey, this is not funny, bro. Real shit. I'm not doing this entertaining violence. I'm doing this to make a promise to my son. This is not what's up. This is what I told him. As long as I'm out here, you got a cheat code. You will never have to do wrong for nothing. You know what, CJ? I wish you could come. Come get famous, bro. Oh, look, the police right there. You ready? It's time, my boy. Hold on, I'm going to answer this shit. I'm trying to get the laugh for it. Hey, CJ. Oh, look, somebody right there. Hey, they watch. Hey, look, I'm close down right there. So, look, I want to shoot the car when they come. Rich, I'm going out like Tom. Rich, get out the car. You're going to get out the car. Hey, tell him where you at. In the ghost with the devil. Oh, yeah. Anything I got when I'm dead, please leave the CJ. Tell him. Oh, look. Somebody watch. You got somebody outside. That's all, really. Well, I heard something. What are we like, 350 seconds right now? How many of them are doing? 332. Hey, no, where y'all at now? We gonna strain this bitch. Yeah. I'm trying to get him here. Yeah. Say, tell him, man. Make it hurry up. Hang on. Man, so really try to steal my shit, jump out the car with drugs, and be like, and try to make it like I drink. Nobody not gonna do it like that. And guess what? Hey, look, we had a hundred something. And you're like, you want to say three things good about CJ?
Yeah.
She tried to do that. Look, hey, I'm a convicted fella. Man, how did I do? I done do what the fuck? I made a promise to my son. Hey, look, say CJ. It's your shit.
Please.
Money guy.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone.
The violent confrontation we showed you just a second ago happened in the middle of a crowded Albuquerque park. That fight sent people running in all directions, but one woman picked up her phone and recorded it all. News 13's Candace Hopkins is live for us tonight at USS Bullhead Memorial Park with the story. Hey, Candace?
Alex, hundreds were here yesterday evening for a party when the man started attacking two women. Police and witnesses say a relationship gone bad is to blame.
I told you to leave me the f*** alone. Don't touch me. Don't the f*** on my face. Don't step up again, blood. You don't know me.
It's a shocking confrontation caught on camera. Video taken by Party in the Park event organizer Jen Fuller shows the tense exchange between an armed man, victims, and bystanders.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I'll tell you what I'm gonna do.
I heard some yelling and turned around, and here comes this guy with a gun and these girls kind of flying in from the parking lot.
After pointing the gun in another woman's face, the suspect is told he's being recorded. As he started to leave, one of the women follows. The man pistol whips her in the face. When he tries a second time, the gun goes flying, cracking this car windshield.
You can see him grab the gun before walking away. Paramedics treated the woman who was pistol whipped for a nasty cut. Ford tells us he then made some terrifying threats.
He did say that, you know, he was going to go and kill all of this girl's whole family. He was going to come back and kill everybody here.
Police caught that suspect 24 hours later. Welcome news to people here.
This coming to us like this, we don't want it to shed a bad light on our community because those people are not members of our community.
Police tell us one of the women in the video was the man's girlfriend, and Fuller says that woman was confronting him about an affair. Back to you, Alex.
All right, Candace, thanks. And we've just learned late tonight who the man in that video is. Police just booked Xavier Amaya on aggravated assault and aggravated battery charges for what you just saw. Online court records show a minimal criminal history.
Now, DeAndra Holloway is locked up and faces multiple charges for a crime the police say was unthinkable. Our Justina Cornell shares the horrific details from Alton.
They let us know that somebody was found dead next door.
That's when April Wooten learned the unimaginable, that her neighbor, 22-year-old Lisa Dodd, had been decapitated.
To have to lose a child that way and that baby is an extension of her mother and the rest of her family, so they lost a child as well. They lost two.
Alton's police chief said that Dodd's mother hadn't heard from her in a few days, so last Thursday she went to check up on her daughter and found her in that horrific state.
The crime scene was at Dodd's apartment in Alton, off of Bolivar Street.
They just recently had moved in.
She was 8 months pregnant when she was killed. Her family was planning her baby shower at the end of June.
Her family would not be burying her and their grandchild.
Dodd had an on-again, off-again relationship with 22-year-old DeAndre Holloway for about 2 years. Now Holloway faces several charges. Alton Police Chief says,
has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of intentional homicide of an unborn child.
We're here as a resource. We're here to be supportive.
Maggie Menefee is the executive director of Alive, an organization that advocates for survivors of domestic violence. She has seen an increase in violence and the severity of those cases.
Just this year alone, we've had 330 referrals from law enforcement who they've already screened the client to be at high risk of being murdered.
Meanwhile, April Wooten says she'll never forget the pain of her neighbor's mom after she learned what happened. Court records say the suspect is accused of leaving Dodd's head in a dumpster. And Wooden tells me she could feel the pain of Dodd's mother.
She looks so broken. She looks so broken.
Justina Cornell, 5 on Your Side.
The Alive organization says there is help out there. If you or anyone you know needs help with safety planning, temporary shelter, or counseling services, you can call their 24-hour hotline at 314-993-2777.
Get away from me!
You ain't going to do nothing but get yourself in trouble, bro.
I have a restraining order on you.
Call the police. Stop smashing the police.
That's not she recording.
Hey! Get the fuck off her, you asshole! Leave her the fuck alone, I'm calling the cops! Come here, girl! Come here! Don't you fucking hurt her! Hey! Leave her alone! Oh! Oh my god! Oh! He fucking shot her! Oh my God, should I call him?
I'm calling him.
At 20 weeks pregnant, Kayla Netherland was preparing to become a first-time mother when she was shot 5 times here inside her home Sunday night. Kayla's estranged husband, 36-year-old Jeremy McBride, allegedly called 911 and confessed to shooting his wife in the back. Court records claim after being arrested within 30 minutes of the shooting, the suspect told police he spent several days planning to kill Kayla and her fetus before he intended to take his own life. McBride even recalled how he bought this handgun just a few days earlier and practiced firing that weapon.
Certainly what is alleged is that this person went to really great lengths to make sure that they were in a position to carry out what they intended to do.
Prosecutors also claim McBride wrote several notes where he wrote of his frustrations with his estranged wife's infidelity and his frustrations with their failed relationship. McBride admitted he was upset because he and his wife hadn't gotten divorced, yet she had gotten pregnant with a child that wasn't his, adding, quote, maybe she will come back one day, but not for me, but in many ways, I killed her.
Hi, guys.
New at 10 and only on 2 tonight, a local woman targeted because of who she married.
Her photos and information were posted on a website shaming white women who have relationships with black men.
Channel 2's Roseanne Aragon just spoke with that woman who's now fighting to get the pictures removed from that site. Right, Roseanne?
Yes, and KPRC wants to make it clear we are not naming or showing the name of the website because we don't want to give it more publicity. This is what it looks like behind me. This couple says they are disgusted and they want this to stop.
As a human being, it's just disgusting.
Face after face.
I couldn't believe it. Like, you know, I was just like, this is crazy. It's like, it's so over the top.
Messages which made them sick.
It was pretty nasty. It was pretty hateful. And there's a lot of other people on there.
Christinda Tyler and her husband Robert were devastated to see their love had been targeted, she believes, after she posted something public supporting the black community.
An individual I don't know commented and kind of laughed at what he called my black pride and said, you know, we all know about it. And he posted the link.
A link to this website.
Targeting white women who have black significant others. That's what they label as the traitors.
She says along with the labels were racist messages. Dozens of women's photos were posted with direct links to their social media meant to shame.
It needs to be shut down. It needs to be stopped.
But the site says it does nothing wrong.
It's atrocious.
The couple says this won't stop them from speaking out.
Don't give up, fight. And for those on the other side, I want to say just listen.
Because these two-month-old newlyweds.
We're best friends.
Very madly in love. Very madly in love.
Want better.
It's just heartbreaking, but let that be a catalyst to, you know, motivate you and fighting and standing up for making a change. We have to change. This is not the future our kids can have.
Now, the question is this site legal? We spoke with our legal analyst, Brian Weiss, who says no matter how vile or vicious the speech may be, it is protected by the First Amendment. This couple says they will continue to speak out against the hate.